They are one of the largest recipients of NIH funding. Their scientists played a substantial role in developing more than half the cancer drugs approved by the FDA in the last 5 years. Dana-Farber Cancer Institute has been making one advanced cancer discovery after another for over 75 years. At Dana-Farber Cancer Institute, what we do here changes lives everywhere. Find out more at danafarber.org/everywhere.
This Marketplace podcast is supported by Invest Puerto Rico. What's next in innovation? That's not the right question. It's where. Puerto Rico, more than just a tropical paradise, it's innovation's paradise, where startups and global players coexist in a vast and vibrant ecosystem, where talent runs deep, highly skilled, and bilingual. Plus, the island offers the most competitive tax incentives in the U.S. If you believe your business can go anywhere, Puerto Rico is the place. Find out more at investpr.org/marketplace. Again, that address is investpr.org/marketplace.
Where is the most hiring in America? I'm David Brancaccio in New York. This morning, we'll get the number of job openings across the land. Forecasters expect it to be 300,000 lower for February to a level still pretty high. Perhaps 10.5 million openings in search of people to hire, which doesn't sound like an economy bound for a recession. Let us consult Guy Labat, Chief Fixed Income Strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Welcome.
Thank you very much, David.
You know, I was talking to the president of the Boston Fed, you may have heard yesterday, she's still rooting for a soft landing for the economy, where they get it just right with their interest rate hikes and people don't lose jobs. Is that what your betting is? I mean, from your perspective, watching bonds very closely?
Well, I certainly want to be an optimistic person, but it is awfully hard in terms of the economy. There's a lot of headwinds, not the least of which are the actions the Federal Reserve took over the course of 2022, and more recently, these sort of marginal pile-ons. And that comes from stress in the banking system, and it comes from the extreme volatility we've seen in interest rates, both of which further put the brakes on the economy, even on top of what the Fed's already done.
Yeah, the labor market is staying quite strong. We'll get new data a little bit later this morning to try to confirm that about job openings, but it's amazing to see the resilience.
It really is impressive. But we're seeing the early signs of layoffs. Yesterday, I believe McDonald's highlighted a few coming layoffs on the corporate side, and we've heard about them for tech companies for going on about 6 months now. They're starting, and there is some labor market downside, but it has been pretty supported so far, really surprisingly so.
All right. That's Guy Labat. He's Chief Fixed Income Strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott. Thank you very much for the briefing.
Thank you, David.
A new analysis from the Wall Street Journal and Moody's Analytics finds that among bigger cities, Austin and Nashville top the list for hottest job markets. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has that.
All politics is local, so the saying goes. Well, the same is true of job markets. And in 2022?
The big picture story is just how persistent the strength of the Sun Belt in particular has been.
Adam Kamens at Moody's Analytics says that trend started before the pandemic.
And by most measures, those have remained the strongest performing economies in the U.S.
Of the 10 hottest city job markets, as ranked by Moody's and the Journal, 9 were in the South. Daniel Zhao at Glassdoor says remote work has been a big factor.
As people have been able to move to some of these areas, the increased spending that they are bringing into the local economy means that those local employers, like retailers or restaurants, need to actually hire new workers in order to meet that demand.
In a bunch of the cities with hot job markets, much of the hiring has been in those lower-paying industries, restaurants, hospitality, and tourism. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And did you see that recent Census Bureau survey? Top cities for informal helping, Boston and Philadelphia, nearly tied for the top. Then, in descending order of casual helpfulness, Chicago, Houston, Phoenix, D.C. Metro, Riverside, California. And then down at number 8, New York. It's like willingness to do some quick childcare for a neighbor or lend out tools. I got a cheap air compressor with all the attachments if you need to borrow that. Florida, fastest growing state, a favorite of retirees. At the same time, the number of nurses are shrinking in the state, with a shortfall of 60,000 nurses within a dozen years. From WLRN in Miami, Veronica Zaragovia reports on a new funding program for nursing schools to retain students, also to attract instructors.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis often talks about how popular his state is becoming. But last May, he also talked about the side effects of all that growth.
The state is the place to be. People like it. So the demand for nursing, I think, is nationwide. But for us, it's even going to be more acute.
The demand for nurses is why the Florida legislature allocated more than $125 million last year for nursing schools. Like Broward College, where Sarah Turple is a dean. She loves to recruit students.
I do this all the time. I am always trying to talk people into becoming nurses.
Broward College also needs more part-time instructors. Many have left teaching because they also work as nurses.
Their full-time job at the hospital required them to be there more. Or they left the area to take one of those exclusive travel jobs where they could make a fortune.
Travel nurses often earn more than regular registered nurses. Nationwide, nurses make, on average, $37 an hour, according to federal labor data. Charlotte Rand is in her last semester at Broward College. She's hoping to stay and work in South Florida.
You don't have to be 20 years old or right out of high school to start nursing school.
Rand is 51 and has two grown children. She wants to work in obstetrics, helping to deliver babies.
I want to give my service to others at this point. And I can serve and I can get a salary. Okay, you know, we also like to receive a little bit of something, right?
The legislative funding incentivizes nursing instructors to put in some extra hours with students who need help. On a recent Monday, Broward College professor Joan Carter Smith worked through medicine dosages with one of her nursing math students over Zoom.
How many doses is in our 700 milligram?
233.3.
In terms of one dose, two dose, three dose, four doses?
One dose.
Many nursing schools don't have enough instructors like Carter Smith. And that's one reason more than 76,000 qualified nursing applications were rejected in 2021, according to the American Association of Colleges of Nursing. Florida's lawmakers hope the investment in schools will lead to more nursing degree graduates to help fill the many job openings. I'm Veronica Zaragovia for Marketplace.
Our producers are James Graham, Ollie Dalbert-Hansen, Ariana Rosas, Alex Schroeder, and Erica Soderstrom. Our senior producer is Meredith Gerritsen-Morby. In New York, I'm David Brancaccio, Marketplace Morning Report from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.